BBC News with Marion Marshall. The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has called on his country's Security Council and Parliament to annul a law that grants special status to two breakaway regions in the east. The announcement came after the rebels held elections on Sunday in the self-proclaimed Donetsk and Luhansk republics, polls that Ukraine and the West have denounced as illegal but that Russia has backed. Mr. Poroshenko said he'd also mobilized a number of army units to prevent any possible attack by Russian-backed rebels.
Several new military units have been formed today. They will help to stop a possible offensive in the direction of Mariupol, Berdyansk, Kharkiv, and a territory to the north of Luhansk.
The International Monetary Fund's own watchdog has criticized the agency, saying it called for austerity too soon after the financial crisis. A new report from the IMF's Independent Evaluation Office says the advice was less than effective in promoting recovery and was detrimental to emerging markets. Our economics correspondent Andrew Walker explains.
The report suggests that at the height of the crisis, the IMF essentially got it right by advising governments to use their budgets to stimulate a recovery. Where the IMF went wrong, the report argues, was in calling for that to be reversed too soon. The report says that much research, including the IMF's own, suggested that government tax and spending policies are particularly effective following a financial crisis. Instead, the IMF advised using interest rates and the policy known as quantitative easing, which, the report argues, were less likely to work.
The Mexican authorities have captured the fugitive mayor and his wife, who are suspected of involvement in the disappearance of 43 students in the southwestern city of Iguala in late September. Police arrested them in Mexico City. From there, our correspondent Will Grant reports.
José Luis Abarca and his wife, María de los Ángeles Pineda, disappeared in the days immediately after the 43 students went missing. Now, some 5 weeks after they fled, they've been detained by federal police in an early morning operation in Mexico City. The government will hope the arrests shed some light on the whereabouts of the missing student teachers, who were last seen in the hands of local police officers. The young people were abducted after a protest in Iguala in late September. One theory as to the motive was that they were disrupting plans the mayor's wife had for an event in the town the following day.
The Afghan government is taking steps to pursue a gang of alleged rapists after the victim's husband made an emotional appearance on television to beg for justice. His wife says she was raped by 8 men in Badakhshan province 5 years ago while she was at home with her children. 2 men have been arrested. After meeting her husband on Tuesday, Afghanistan officials issued an order for the other 6 to be detained. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The Saudi Interior Ministry says 15 suspects have been arrested in nationwide raids in connection with a shooting in the eastern part of the country that left 5 people dead and 9 injured. Masked gunmen had opened fire on Muslims celebrating the Shia festival of Ashura in the eastern district of Al-Aqsa. Libya has closed the port of Benghazi after heavy clashes between the army and Islamist fighters. A spokesman for the Libyan Army's General Command told the BBC that the port area was a battlefield where the army was fighting Islamist militants and runaway prisoners. The authorities in the Spanish region of Catalonia have vowed to go ahead with a symbolic vote of independence at the end of this week, despite a ruling by the country's constitutional court to suspend the move. Piers Schofield reports.
The Catalan government has set up another clash with Madrid after Spain's constitutional court blocked a vote on independence set for this weekend. A spokesman for the Catalonia administration was defiant, saying the poll would go ahead. The regional government has recruited thousands of volunteers and plans to hold the vote in schools and other administration buildings. This is the latest in an ongoing row over an independence referendum. The vote had already been watered down after the Constitutional Court intervened at the end of September, and Catalan authorities admit any result on Sunday would have only symbolic meaning.
Americans are voting in midterm congressional elections, which may see a switch in the balance of power in Washington. With just over a third of Senate seats at stake, the Republican Party is hoping to win the 6 extra seats it needs to regain control of that body and therefore both houses of Congress. But the BBC's North America editor says many Americans are feeling disaffected with their politicians, including President Obama, and that could affect turnout. All the seats in the House of Representatives are being contested. BBC News.